May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 804. Ye lambs of Christ's fold, ye weaklings in faith, who long to lay hold on life by his death, who fain would leave him, and in your best room would gladly receive him, but fear to presume. 804.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God from two portions of Scripture. First, the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. I commence to read at verse 9. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 9. What is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers, his lips like lilies, dropping sweet smelling myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl, his belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as pillars of marble, set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Now, please turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. Luke 24, commence to read at verse 13. Luke 24:13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these, that ye have one with another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even as they, as the women said, had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known to them in breaking of bread. Here we leave the reading of God's word. May he bless it to us. Help us now to pray. Kind and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy kindness and thy mercy that we, a little company of poor sinners, once again are found in thy house, gathered together round thy word. Dear Lord, we've just read a most blessed and sweet part of thy word. Without its appear unto those two as they walked on that road to Emmaus, and how they constrain thee to abide with them, and how thou didst make thyself known unto them. But dear Lord, it reads that, and did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? And Lord, and that's our desire and our request and our petition here this night, that thou would indeed talk with us, thou commune with us, that thou would indeed warm our cold hearts with that heavenly heat. Oh, with the help and the aid of thy blessed Spirit, dear Lord Jesus, do then come and bless our souls abundantly with the riches of thy grace and thy love and thy mercy. Then hear us and help us, and be near and be gracious to us, we beseech thee. Lord Jesus, open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon a few poor sinners here this night, so that thy name shall be honoured and glorified in the salvation of sinners. Dear Lord, do hear our prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we read how it was when thou was baptized. There we read that the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove. And dear Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God might descend on us here tonight in that same blessed way. Oh, that we may know thy Holy Spirit here in our midst this evening hour. Lord, we are asking for some great things, but we're not asking, dear Lord, for anything that is not too hard for thee, because there is nothing too hard. And, dear Lord, I said, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. We pray thou indeed do it for our sakes, and dear Lord, but above all for thine own great name's sake, for thy glory and thy praise. Lord, that poor sinners may be blessed They may have a sweet hope in thy mercy. They may know some sweet, blessed, gracious comfort of thy loving kindness and thy goodness, so that thy name is praised, so that they lift their head with joy, they lift their voice in thanksgiving and praise. Why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must revel I in hell were not salvation free? Be with us, dear Lord. Do then come now and do help us. Dear Lord, we would indeed bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and all our iniquities. Yes, Lord, we've been asking for some great things, but Lord, we also come and confess great sins before thee. But we plead thy great name, thy mercy. But who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever because he delights in mercy? Then hear our prayer. Undertake for us now. Be with us and bless us. Dear Lord, we pray thou art come and be our helper. We ask and pray, Lord, that thou art then pardon every sin and every iniquity. Lord, there are those that know and feel the weight and the burden of their sin and how they come, Lord, with a broken heart, pleading the blood that does for sin atone, the blood whereby the church of God is freed. But dear Lord, if there should be any here, Lord, that do not fully know, do not fully realise that they are sinners, any that do not fully realise that they need the blood of Jesus to cleanse them from all their sin, gracious Lord, do have mercy and do appear to them. Oh, and open their hearts and their eyes that they may know and realise what they are and who they are and how they stand before thee, so that their cry is to the God of heaven, that their cry is to him, that able to save to the uttermost. Gracious Lord, do then hear our prayers. Help us then now. And pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt indeed abundantly bless. Oh, may not, Lord, this evening's service pass by without something done, something accomplished, some sinner blessed, here in thy house. Lord, like those two that we've read of, how they went back to Jerusalem. Oh, and we pray, dear Lord, that maybe two or more, two here, two there, that came together to the house of God, maybe tonight. Lord, that, oh, perhaps there was a darkness. Perhaps there's something shadowing their lives. Some trial that they walk and pass in. Oh Lord, that it may please thee to reveal thyself unto them, that they may see Jesus only, and may know thy love and thy mercy, and thy power and thy deliverance, and a sweet, blessed revelation then of thyself to their souls. Now hear prayer, Lord. Once again, for this little cause of truth, do bless them together and do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace, and make thy goodness pass before them, we humbly pray thee. O gracious Lord, draw near unto them and abundantly bless. O bless, dear Lord, with the riches of thy grace. And we do again pray for the children, the young friends. Lord, go before them in life's pathway. Lord, there are those that continue with their education, and at the end, Lord, they need employment. Oh, that thou art hear prayer, so that they find employment, that they may be found useful citizens in this our land. But oh, that they may more be found useful, oh, inhabitants of Zion. Oh, they may be found numbered with them, may I be now and throughout eternity. Do then bless. Do bless them abundantly, we pray. Do help. And Lord, we pray then for each and all. We pray for our friends, the deacons here. Undertake for them and help them in all their cares, responsibilities and exercises. We pray they'll be with them and do bless. And again we pray then for prodigals, thou'lt bring them back. Have mercy upon them, snatch them as brands from the burning, make them trophies of grace. And dear Lord, do hear prayer for those that feel to be forgotten. Oh, we pray thou'lt remember them. Oh, that they may know that they are not forgotten of thee. Dear Lord, visit their souls. Bless them. Oh, bless them with gracious desires. Bless them with thy loving kindness and thy tender mercy. And again we pray for those in sickness and afflictions past. We think of our friend Sophie in the hospital with broken bone. Pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant healing and restoration if it be thy will. Truly, she is an old lady, but there is nothing too hard for thee, Lord. We thank thee for what thou hast done and how she's been brought through that operation and is able now to sit. We pray, Lord, that thou art bless her. Oh, that she may be found sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing his word. She is deprived of the means of grace today. Lord, but do visit her. Oh, sanctify these things. Lord, and why none of us know. We know the old must die, and none of us are too young to die. But Lord, oh, that thou art prepare us each to stand before thy face. Oh, pause my soul and ask the question, art thou ready to meet God? Am I made a real Christian, washed in thee Redeemer's blood? Have I union to the church's living head? Oh, what questions there are there. Lord, we ask thee, by thy mighty work of grace, in each of our hearts, to put those questions out of question, so that we can say, I am clean in and through the blood of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Hear our prayers. There's others, Lord, that are laid aside in affliction. We pray for them, that put thy hand on them and heal them. And we pray thou remember others that are away. Some are away elsewhere in the world or in the country on business. Lord, we don't suppose for one moment they're doing any business today, but they're detained there. We pray thou remember them and help them and bless them and be very gracious and bring them home at the appointed time in peace and safety. Lord, then help us commit all into thy hand. Lord, and at the close of this service, a few poor sinners will meet around thy table to do as thou hast bidden in remembrance of thee. Help us, Lord, and be with us there and then. And dear Lord, we pray thou then help us pray for others, others in deep troubles and trials. Lord, there are some, Lord, that have some deep things in their path. There's those, Lord, with troubles in their families, in their churches maybe, in their relationships, one here and there. Lord, whatever it might be, we do pray thou make thy goodness pass before them. They may see thy hand and know that thou art a prayer hearing and prayer answering God, able to put the crooked straight, able to make the rough place plain, able to bring peace and reconciliation, able, Lord, to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Then do we pray and do help. Pray, make a way. Then, Lord, do help us. We pray for the nation and those that rule over us. We ask thee to rule over them, to overturn their wicked and evil designs. Oh, that we may prove, Lord, that the little remnant that is left in the land may prove that out of prayer hearing and a prayer answering God, dear Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Then do appear. Now, Lord, we need thy help. We're only a poor man, but we need thy help, Lord, and we look to thee. I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Then do come. Come now, dear Lord, fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise once more. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar, as we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in the name of Jesus, and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 511. In all my troubles and distress, the Lord my soul does own. Jehovah does my griefs redress and make his mercy known. 511.
in dependence upon the Lord, all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention again to Psalm 94 and verse 19. Psalm 94, verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. There are, again, many things, these multitude of thoughts, and God's people have many. But this just comes to mind, the multitude of my thoughts within me. Why, some of the trials, the troubles, the difficulties that God's dear people face, things that they come into. Why, poor dear Jacob, he had some multitude of thoughts, did he not? And we know why he had some of those thoughts. His sons had indeed sold their brother down into Egypt. And they say that they bring back that coat that they'd dipped in the blood of the ram, the lamb. And without doubt, Joseph is dead. Without doubt, Joseph is dead. But you and I know, by the reading of God's word, that Joseph was not dead. And then there's a famine in the land. And then why the brethren go down into Egypt for to buy a corn. And there it is that they keep Joseph, or they say the man that down there, he spoke roughly to us. And you know, he's bound Simeon in their midst, and he's kept in prison. And poor man, why, yes, he concludes, doesn't he, that all these things are against me in the multitude of my thoughts. But, yes, again, you and I know that these things were not against him. All these things were in fact working together for his good. Again, Psalm 93, the Lord reigneth. It's all to be unfolded in due time. Yes, friends, yes. What he does now, what I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Why, through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know, each in his due season. Yes, dear soul. But poor dear Jacob, why? Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and will ye take Benjamin away? All these things are against me in the multitude of my thoughts. But yes, dear soul, there was yet to come the blessed comfort, was there not? Yes, friends, and why here he says, my son shall not go down. with you, for his brother is dead and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way, the which ye go, then shall ye bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to the grave, with the multitude of my thoughts within me. You bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to the grave. But then, why, dear Judah, comes. Why, and he says, send the lad with me, we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame for ever. Well, this seems to settle the poor old man. And yes, and he will go. Benjamin is to go down into Egypt. Take thy money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carried again in your hand, peradventure it was an oversight. Also, your brother, arise and go unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. Or, and you know, the multitude of my thoughts within me. Oh, why, what thoughts he had. If I am bereaved, if I be bereaved of my children, there I am bereaved. Yes, there are some things that some of God's children had to walk through, which are indeed very, very hard. Very hard indeed. And oh, how we need to watch over one another, pray for one another, and help one another. Well, yes, Benjamin goes. Well, then, you know, they find Joseph's cup, don't they, in Benjamin's sack. And they're all back to Egypt again. But it was then that Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before them that stood by him, cried out, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. While Joseph made himself known. Yes. Why through darksome paths? We may know, yes, it's all, but it's sometimes, it's all, it's in that dark path that the Lord makes himself known. The Lord appears, was with those two that we just read of on the road to Emmaus. Oh, how they were sad, and how they communed one to another, did not, oh, boy, and this man, this stranger comes along, I read, and here there's this Joseph, the type of the dear Lord Jesus Christ, and he made himself known unto his brethren, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, this blessed Jesus. Ah, yes, dear soul. And yes, and you see, what is it Hezekiah says? By these things men live. By these things men live. Yes, and whilst, dear soul, your trial, maybe very painful to bear. But it is all if Christ appears. If Christ appears. If Christ reveals himself to you as the hope of glory. The Lord shines through the darkness, through the distress, through the perplexity. Then it'll all be well. It'll be well. It'll be good. It'll be a good end. Yes, and as it was with dear Jacob, when the brethren come back to their father, yes, why, the dear man, when they told him, said, why, Jacob is yet alive, and I'll go down into Egypt and see my son before I die. Yes, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul. You see, it is our, you see, and there's a comfort here. Why, what did, you know, dear Jacob, didn't he? He had those blessed promises. He had that blessed promise given unto him. Yes, by the Lord himself. And thou said, I will surely do thee good. Return unto thy father and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Ah, what more can he say than to you he has said, you who under Jesus for refuge have fled. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Mine just goes to dear Job. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. No, poor Job, he was in the depths, wasn't he? Yeah. All my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone cleaved to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, oh pity me, O ye my friends, for the hand of the Lord hath touched me. For the hand of the Lord hath touched me. You know, and that is the most painful thing, to feel the hand of the Lord has touched us. Yes, has touched our being, has touched our lives in a way. Yes, a poor man, yes, he was at the very ends of the earth at times. Oh, but, you know, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, my comfort delight my soul. But, you know, dear Job, he was able to look up, was he not? Yeah, able to look up. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And dear Job here shows his faith. Why, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me, whom I shall see for myself. in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Yes. Again, Job. Why? What does he say to us here? Is there one or more here tonight, like Job here in chapter 23? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even unto his seat. One of you younger ones here tonight, is this your prayer? Is this your request, your petition? Is this your desire? Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Well, again, look at the faith of dear Job. Why, he says, behold, I go forward, but he's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he, the blessed Lord, hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Gold in the furnace tried ne'er loses all but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Something just comes to one's mind, and I don't know whether I'm right to speak of it. But as it has come to one's mind, perhaps one should speak of it, because it's certainly unpremeditated. It's Jeremiah. There's in the multitude of my thoughts within me. The word of the Lord came unto me, that is Jeremiah. Before I formed in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. But dear soul, the scripture doesn't stop there. It doesn't end there. The word of God's grace goes on. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. In the multitude of thy thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. You might say, well, what comfort is there? Because, dear soul, it's God's work and not yours and nothing to do with you. It's all what God has put there in your heart. Dear Gideon, he was another, wasn't he? Why, in the multitude of his thoughts. Yes, why, here in Judges. It is, isn't it? Why, poor Gideon. Yes. You know, you just look where he was for a moment. Here was the Midianites. that invaded the land. And here was dear Gideon. Yes. What was he doing? He was thrashing wheat in a wine press. Well, that's the most unlikely place. Threshing floors in those days would have been on top of the hills, so that as they thrashed the corn and the wheat, the wind would have blown away the chaff. But here he is in the wine press, this place down here in the valley. Is that where you feel, do you, poor soul, down here in the valley? And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. With a multitude of my thoughts within me. And Gideon said, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen? Where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of? Saying, did not the Lord bring us up out from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. With my thoughts within me, with the multitude of my thoughts within me. Dear Gideon, did not disbelieve God's word. Gideon believed that the Lord was able to save Israel by one man, but he didn't think he was the man. Oh, friends, yes. But no, Gideon, yes. The Lord said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And so, yes, go on. We could go on. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. You know, I said we're going to go on. Well, we are, but not where we thought. Gideon, why? He wanted some token. Yes. Show me some token for God. Well, he asked for this token. He wanted here in the first place. Behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the fleece in it, the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said. And it was so. There in the morning, there was the fleece, and he wrung it together, and there was a bowl full of water. Ah, yes. Oh, I love the way, the humble way dear Gideon approaches God here. Let not thine anger be hot against me. I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night. God did so that night. Ah, yes. You know, why, there are those here that know something about sheep more than I do. But one would have thought that a fleece laid out on the ground would attract the dew more than what the ground itself did. And so, what dear Gideon was asking for. Here was this blessed token. Here was to be the fleece, and that was to be dry, which, naturally speaking, perhaps would have been impossible. But there is nothing impossible with God. And so it was so. Yes, and dear Gideon had his token. Dear Gideon had his token. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul. I do wish to be careful, but someone may be saying, just tell us now where and how it was with yourself. Well, I think I may have told you before, but I just remind you of it. Many years of exercise, and there was, at this particular day, I could go into a lot more, but I won't. At this particular day, and I was driving my van home from work, in a particular place, a particular road. I could take you there now. And the sky looked black, was black. We were about to have a thunderstorm. And I looked at that black sky. I thought, yes, and that's just about how the ministry looks to me. I could not see. I could not understand. I didn't think it possible that such a wretched sinner as I was could ever go to preach. But presently, in that black sky, there appeared a most beautiful rainbow. Yes, a complete bow in the cloud. Don't think I've ever seen a rainbow before, yet since like it. But what the blessed Holy Spirit made of it to my poor never dying soul. Because, you see, I thought immediately of the covenant. There we read of in Genesis that I put my bow in the cloud. And I thought, yes, and there's God's blessed promise that he will no more drown the world. And immediately those words came into my heart. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It was sealed by the Holy Spirit. It was this blessed bow in the cloud. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. And dear soul, you see, whatever, dear soul, you might be in tonight, dear soul, if you have a token like these things, then dear soul, yes, you'll prize it, you'll hold it. Yes, oh, the Lord is very gracious, and he's very faithful, dear soul. He's very faithful. If he says, I will never leave you, dear soul, he means every word of it. And he will never leave, nor will he forsake. Blessed be his glorious, gracious, holy name. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Why, again, Manoah comes to mind. Manoah and his wife. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, why, poor dear man. Yes. Ah, You know, here it was that the Lord appeared unto his dear wife. Yes. And she told her husband of what had happened. And then, I love this, then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. See, dear Manoah, he's received this word from his wife that she's to have a child. And he's not doubting it. He's not doubting it. Teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. And the Lord hearkened. Ah, yes, dear soul. He hearkens unto the prayer of a poor sinner that seeks his face, that seeks his honour, that seeks his glory. And the Lord hearkened unto the voice of Manoah. And dear soul, he's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, he still hears and answers prayer. The prayer is poor, tried, troubled, distressed, perplexed, harassed, tormented people. He still hears those prayers. Manoah, yes, the angel of God came again unto the woman. Unto the woman. You know, poor Manoah, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, he must have thought he was out of the secret altogether, mustn't he? Why does the Lord, he came to my wife the other day, and now he comes to her again. Why does he bypass me? Is that how you feel, poor soul? Well, you know, he entertained the angel, didn't he? Manoah said to the angel, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. Yes. Why, it goes on. But you say, he did wondrously, didn't he? He did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. Again, you say, two on the road to Emmaus, two here in the 13th chapter of the Judges. Is there two here tonight in the Swayze Chapel? And dear soul, are you looking on? Looking on whilst the angel of the Lord does wondrously. Well, and it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the earth ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. Then Manoah knew. Oh, yes, and it's by divine revelation. Yes, the things, dear soul, that you and I pass through. Yes, and when we pass through them, then sometimes we look back and then we can see more clearly that this was indeed of the Lord. And Noah said, we should surely die. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. His wife said, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, would he not have received the burnt offering and meat offering at our hand? Neither would he have shown us all these things, nor would he, as at this time, told us as such things as these. Neither would he as told us at this time such things as these. What is it the Lord has told you? You cherish it. You harbour it in your breast. You bring it and present it before the Lord. The Lord's will be revealed and made known unto you. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. But you see, time seems to be hastening on. And why here then in this narrative that we read of here tonight in Luke's Gospel, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, why these two on this road to Emmaus? Oh, how they communed together and reasoned. And they too went on. You read that about Isaac and Jacob, and they too went on. Oh, yes, and poor old Isaac, yes, he had thoughts, didn't he? The multitude of thoughts within. Where is the lamb for a burnt offering? My son, God will provide. Well, here, these two, yes, again, in the midst of this darkness, in the midst of this distress, in the midst of all this sorrow, this anguish of heart, why, they give expression to it, don't they? And we trusted being he that should redeem Israel. And beside this, today's a third day since all these things were done. But you see, what manner of communications are these? You have one with another as you walk in the sand. It's these that fear the Lord. They spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine in that day. And they that thought upon his name. Is there a few souls here tonight that are found thinking upon his name? Yes, thinking of all what he's done, all what he's accomplished, to save poor dying sinners. And it's, was it for me? Is it for me? Is my name recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood? To think on these things. But you see, here in the darkness, here in the distress that they were in, they trusted being he that should redeem Israel, but he opened to them the scriptures. He spoke of the things concerning himself. Yes. And they constrained him. You and I would love to constrain him, would we not? Abide with us. Abide with us. Abide with me. Oh, there's a hymn, isn't there? I can't think of all the lines properly, but abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens. Oh, friends, the darkness deepens. As we come nearer and nearer to the end of life's journey and pathway, oh, abide with me. What a lovely hymn it is. Yes, and dear soul, yes, abide with them. And you know, he did. He did. He abode with them. He ate with them. And he revealed himself unto and you know, as they commenced that journey toward Emmaus, why, you think how sad they were, how distressed. But now they return. Oh, and they return with great joy. Did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Now, I must, as the Lord help us, speak a little of this. As it concerns our dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Why, he says to us here, in the Psalms, but the dear Apostle records it here in Hebrews 10. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Yes. I come in the volume of the book is written of me to do thy will, O God. I come to do thy will, O God. Well, if the Lord will shortly, a few poor sinners gather round the table here to do as he has bidden in remembrance of him. But, yes, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Yes, I delight to do thy will, said the dear Lord Jesus. And why, he sends the disciples ahead to prepare the guest chamber where they shall eat the Passover with his disciples. And they were shown a large upper room. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. With desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you. In the multitude of my thoughts, he'd set his face as a flint to go toward Jerusalem, knowing the things that would happen unto him there, because he delighted to do his Father's will. He delights in mercy. He delights in peace and pardon and forgiveness of every sin to his people. I delight to do in the multitude of my thoughts within me. Why, yes, it's hard. And you think of this, when after this we read that he went out. He went into a garden called Gethsemane. Yes, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Oh, friends, and yet, dear soul, here he is, the holy, harmless Son of God. Yes, sweating great drops of blood fall into the ground. I delight to do thy will. I delight to do thy will. Oh, how he prays. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. This nevertheless, my friend, you know, it's all of his love. It's all of his love to his people. Yes, the multitude of his thoughts within him. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Yes, what is the hymn says? And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise? Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his glorious throne on high. But friends, to suffer, bleed and die in the sinner's place, Roman stead, I delight to do thy will, O my God. In the multitude of my thoughts within me. Why, he expresses, my friends, things in John 17, doesn't he? In his prayer there. Again, we believe to be in Gethsemane's garden, but why, yes, our Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, that lovest be before the foundation of the world. Oh, in the multitude of my thoughts. Ah, yes, dear soul, his thoughts. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Yes, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Yes, so then, dear soul, in the multitude of my thoughts, well, we must draw to a close, but oh, that we've only just made a few hints. Oh, that you and I may go home and think and meditate, friends, on these thoughts that Jesus had here in Gethsemane's garden, and thoughts, yes, of peace to his people, thoughts of him offering himself as that sacrifice on the cross at Calvary in the sinner's place, Roman stead. Oh, and all the time knowing the things would happen unto him. Nothing came by chance. It was all known unto him. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul. You see, this was his comfort. John 17. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Yes, he loves his people, great and small and grasping hard, embraces all and nor will the soul will part. He toils through life and pants through death and cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. Whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. And dear soul, it's for this reason, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. You see, he loved them. Yes, he loves his people. And this own is not going to part with one. All that the Father give me shall come. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. With thy thoughts within me. Yes, dear soul. Yes, dear Moses. He's before Pharaoh. Yes, Pharaoh says, go, but you leave the cattle. No. Not a hoof shall be left behind. Ah, dear soul, yes, he loves them all with an everlasting love. And, dear soul, and he carries them in his bosom. They're very near to him. They're very dear to him. Why? Because he's paid the price of the redemption of their souls with his own heart blood. Yeah. With the meditation of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. You see, they that fear the Lord, and they shall be mine in that day when I make up my joy.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £666.20, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also hopes to preach on Tuesday evening. And Dr. Sadler is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fainting hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. 980.
Dear Lord, we humbly pray thy blessing to rest upon thy word. We humbly ask that thou art graciously, mercifully pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Do bless thy people here. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.